Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5-106.3, The Game in the Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studio, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. And Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace is brought to you by the new Zen Sports Sportsbook with cash rewards and the easiest, simplest betting experience possible. Betting just got better. Download the Zen Sports Sportsbook app today. D-Mace, Willie D, it's been a while.
Yes, it has.
You're filling in on the afternoon show.
His name is now LGW. Lifeguard Willie.
Lifeguard Willie, live
from right.
The pool.
2023.
You know, you do what you got to do to get the... This is not the strangest place I've ever done a show from, but it's close. It's close. They've hired me as a double-duty guy. I'm a radio guy today. I'm also a lifeguard, but no, fortunately, there's nobody here at the pool, so I can, you know, I can have undivided attention on the radio show.
Well, play-by-play of backstroke.
Caroline said they're filming 2023 Baywatch.
Yeah, I heard and, you're yeah. starring.
Wait.
You're
so
starring in Baywatch.
We're going to make a big splash today, right, guys?
Womp, 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 womp.
2025, you can see Nick at Zany's.
Not.
I'll be opening for Derek, okay?
You got to. If you're going to open for me, you got to have better jokes. So you got to warm the stage up, man. I can't get on the stage and it's ice cold.
That's Derek's way of telling you you're just not very funny.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not ready yet.
That's okay.
Couple more, Nick. Couple more.
Maybe 2027. Yeah.
2028.
Okay, Nick.
2028.
Okay, yeah, there you go. It's like the Olympics.
If Nick can improve his performance, I'll jump into the pool at the very end of the show.
Oh, okay.
And you can take that to the bank.
That's only if Nick gets a lot more funny. I don't know if he's got the material. We'll see.
Time will tell.
That is a challenge.
Challenge.
Well, we will hear from a Titans player at the podium in 1 hour. And if my sources tell me correctly, I believe that is Kevin Byard. So the guy that we've been wanting to hear from, not just all week throughout Titans minicamp, but really ever since we heard the news back in March that Rand Carthon asked Kevin Byard to take a pay cut, we've been wanting to hear the Kevin Byard perspective. So we may or may not get that today. So that will be in 1 hour. But I want to start here because it is the biggest news going throughout Nashville today. And that was the report from Tom Pelissero coming out yesterday afternoon that the Tennessee Titans are hosting DeAndre Hopkins for a visit this weekend. Initial reactions when you heard about the Titans' involvement in the D-Hop sweepstakes.
It's good. You know, I didn't expect that to be his first visit. It's good for the Titans that, you know, he's making them a priority. But we also got to, you know, wonder, you know, is there any other suitors out there? Because, again, if you're a guy like D-Hop, you want to win. You want to put yourself in a position to win a championship. And, listen, anything can happen in sports. I get it. But as the Titans sit, I think, you know, the likelihood of them, their chances of making it to the Super Bowl are slim. Again, anything can happen, and they can find themselves in a Super Bowl, you know, a la the Baltimore Ravens in 2012. Nobody picked them to go to Super Bowl. They end up going on a run the last few weeks of the season and then into the playoffs, and they end up winning the Super Bowl. So that can happen. But, you know, it's just weird. It's a little weird to me in a sense.
Why?
Because – if the market was, if there was a big market And I heard Charles Rogers. Is it Charles Rogers?
Charles Robinson.
Robinson, excuse me. This morning. And he's kind of right. If there was a bigger market, I would think the Titans wouldn't be the first team on his list. If there was a market of teams that wanted your services that were, say, like the Kansas City Chiefs of the world, the Buffaloes of the world, the Atlanta, I mean, not Atlantas, but the Philadelphias of the world, Cincinnati. If there was this sort of, you know, big group of teams wanting your services, would Tennessee be the first team you come to? I mean, I can understand him having a relationship with Tim Kelly and Mike Vrabel, but is this just a visit to a, you know, to say, I know these guys, so I'm going to give them a chance? Is it one of those visits, or is it a serious visit? Like, I can see myself there. I don't know. And that's because I don't know what the market is for him. Charles Robinson said the market's not big, you know, from the people that he's spoken with. At least there's not people that is knocking down his doors trying to get him to come there.
Right.
They probably want to see how the market sort of fares out for him. And pans out, and then sort of jump in the pool. They don't want to be the first ones to jump in the pool.
In Willie's pool.
Yeah, in Willie's pool. Yeah. Willie at the lifeguard.
Nobody has jumped in the pool since I've been here, so you could be the first to jump in the pool if you jump into this pool. But I'm not sure if that's the same pool DeAndre Hopkins is looking for. But like, my thought would be this. I think that it's pretty clear that the contenders, the top-end people that probably DeAndre Hopkins would prefer to jump in on, aren't going to offer anything big. It's going to be very performance-based, incentive-based. That's all they have under the cap. And so I think the Titans can beat that market. I think they can offer more. I also want to keep the Browns in mind here. I think they're sort
of... Can they offer more, Willie?
Well, I think they can offer more than the Bills or the Chiefs. Or, and I don't think the Bengals I've heard on the list, you know, but I'm thinking Bills and Chiefs, two teams that have been mentioned a lot. I think they would take them, but they don't have much to give them. I think the Titans can offer a little bit more than those. And I think he would be intrigued of being maybe the main man. But I would put the Browns in the same category. So I wonder what the competition level would be like. I was also curious to hear Mike Vrabel's one comment that he made. He said, look, we want people that want to be here. So it sounds to me like they're going to find out if he's just trying to create a market for himself. And Derek, I think that's the question you're asking.
Yeah.
Is, you know, any agent is going to try to create some competition. If the more options you have, you know, if you can get a couple teams competing against one another, the better the deal is going to be. And I don't think the Titans are in that business either of getting into a bidding war. But I think if he wants to be here and the Titans have their budget, I think they would take a shot. So I don't have a problem with it if it's the right price and probably for 1 year.
And Mike, you mentioned what Mike Vrabel said about DeAndre Hopkins yesterday. This was Mike Vrabel on D-Hop.
You said you'd keep us updated on any possibilities of adding personnel. There's a report from the NFL Network that DeAndre Hopkins is going to visit on Sunday. Is that accurate? And you're looking forward to making a pitch to him?
Yeah, well, the first thing is we want players that want to be here, you know, and I think we want people that want to be here, and then we'll work through anything else. And so, you know, we brought in a bunch of different players. DeAndre will be somebody that we'll bring in next week, early next week, at the end of this week, and, you know, go through the same visit that we go through with everybody and then, you know, start the process.
With a visit like that, like, what can you pull from that visit? I mean, is it a recruiting opportunity, or like how does that benefit you?
You know, I mean, I'm past the recruiting. I did that at in college. You know, I mean, I think that, again, would really just want people that want to be here. And then if that works out, then you go on to the next step. So this will be pretty much it until we, you know, either sign or don't sign the next player.
He's got a reputation, Mike.
This will be, you know, again, this if that's what you're going to ask your question about today, Paul, I'm going to give you another opportunity, but we're going to talk about the players that are here.
So that's the gist of what Mike Vrabel said, to me at least. What stood out to me the most was the fact that he said not just once but twice, we want players that want to be here. So I think it's just as much of D-Hop's kind of free agency tour of 2023 trying to decide where he wants to be during the 2023 season, but it's also equally as much the Tennessee Titans' recruitment of DeAndre Hopkins. Do you want to be here? Do we feel like you are going to be an addition to this locker room? Because on the field stuff, I think we can all agree. Mm-hmm. You add DeAndre Hopkins, your team gets better.
Yeah, you're a better team.
You are a better team. Mm-hmm. If I just ask you point blank, don't think about anything. Don't think about the compensation. Do you want D-Hop on your team? Take me about 0.2 seconds to say, yes, absolutely, I do. But it's the other stuff. It's the, are you going to be an asset to this locker room? Do we feel like you're a good fit into this culture? And do we feel like you genuinely want to be here? I do feel like there might be a little bit of leftover bitter taste in the mouth of Mike Vrabel, maybe from, say, a Julio Jones. Because we could tell when Julio Jones was here, there was a little bit of butting of heads between Mike Vrabel and Julio Jones. You could sense that in some of the things that Mike Vrabel was saying. So yeah. I don't think Mike Vrabel wants to go back down that road.
No, he doesn't. And Willie brought up, you know, an interesting point here. And I think that's what that led Mike Vrabel to answer the question the way he answered it, and saying, listen, we want guys that want to be here, and we will assess that once he gets here. Because Willie said, listen, is this just a tool for DeAndre Hopkins? His agent's like, man, just go ahead. You know Vrabel. You know Tim. Go ahead and take the visit, because we need to start drumming up some attention. We need to start drumming up some news here, because right now nobody is asking – you know, you to come in because of maybe what you want, the compensation you want, not because of you as a player, but the compensation that you're asking for. So go ahead, take that visit so we can jumpstart some things.
Set the market.
And right. And Willie, you could be spot on. And that's why Vrabel is saying, listen, we want guys that want to be here. We will basically assess that once he get here. I'm not in the business of recruiting an individual. I did that in college. Either you want to be here or you don't. And we will find that out once he or anybody else gets here for a visit.
I also think there's a little bit of – because to Caroline's point, does he make them better? There's no question he makes them
better. Absolutely.
But it's got to be in the context of where they are. It's got to be for the right budget. They can't just try to – you know, outbid three or four other teams. They don't have a great budget to work with. And like you guys said, he's got to want to be here. He's got to like what he sees here. So it's got to be in those parameters. So I think he's a shopper that's saying, hey, yeah, we'd like to shop at your store here, DeAndre. We like what you have to offer, but the price has to be right. And the deal has to be right. We can't set a deal for 3 or 4 years and be on the hook for dead money down the road. That's why Arizona had to cough him up for nothing. Basically. So he's at the stage of his career. So I like the idea of a 1 year deal here. I'm curious to see if he can get more than a 1 year deal. Because Derek, isn't that sort of the name of the game? You want more guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. Some teams give you that second year. I'm sure that's part of the bargaining back and forth here.
And will you bring up the right price for D-Hop? And I think that's a very fair conversation to bring up. But what is the right price? We'll get into that coming up next, and your thoughts as well, 615-737-1025. I believe we will get Kevin Byard at the podium in 1 hour. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game.
I'm going to call this hot news because this is the first team we're seeing DeAndre Hopkins take a visit with. There's been so much chatter, right? It seems that for months now, and then when he was finally traded or at least released from the Arizona Cardinals. So here we are now with, Hop wants to be part of a team that can win. The Tennessee Titans are a team that, you know, I think we could debate whether or not they're in a position
okay.
to win
okay,
right now.
Okay.
But they certainly need a top receiver. Treylon Burks is coming. He's growing. He's coming along. But they need a number one guy, and I think D-Hop would be a good fit there. So I do think it's hot news because he's taking a visit. There's something there he likes. He's not trekking all the way to Nashville, Tennessee for no reason. So that's why I believe this is hot news, guys.
Yeah, it's hot news for the simple fact that D-Hop has been out there a little bit since being released by the Arizona Cardinals, but it's strange news to me. Although Tennessee does need another receiver to go with Burks. Burks in and out of the lineup trying to learn how to become a professional receiver, so D-Hop could certainly help him with that. The quarterback position is really unstable. It's a run-centric offense, heavy run. The defense is solid and sound. It's a winnable division, but it's not a team that I see finishing the deal for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Keith.
Not one of those type of teams.
We've talked about this before, and it's usually late in the season when somehow the Tennessee Titans, with a team that looks very mediocre on paper, is winning. We always talk about the power of their head coach. And I think this is another example of the power of Mike Vrabel. He's able to get in a player like DeAndre Hopkins, who we know wants a payday after what we saw Odell Beckham Jr. get paid from Baltimore. Yet this team isn't really built right now to win yet. They do have a coach there that's appealing enough to bring in a player like DeAndre Hopkins at this point.
That was Diana Russini on ESPN, and she says something in there, like, there is clearly something that DeAndre Hopkins likes about the Titans, or else he wouldn't go all the way to Nashville to take a visit. You know what I think that is that he likes? Mm-hmm. Interest.
Exactly.
A potential for a contract. That's what he likes. He doesn't love hot chicken.
No.
He's not a big fan of Luke Bryant. Maybe
he's not.
I don't know.
He's not rushing here to get to Broadway.
He wants interest. He wants a contract. That's exactly what it is. Because I think that we've seen that the market is telling us that it's not really hot for DeAndre Hopkins. It reminds me a lot of Lamar or Odell Beckham Jr. Lamar, for example, went out on the market to test his worth, to kind of show the Baltimore Ravens, hey, there's going to be a team out there that is chomping at the bit to get my services. And there wasn't. And I think DeAndre Hopkins is going through something very similar, that there aren't teams that are rushing to D-Hop, waving cash in his face for his services.
No, there's not. And I think even Diana Russini was, you can tell it in her voice, she wasn't convinced that, you know, this was like truly a visit to put, he can see himself in a Tennessee Titans uniform. I didn't hear in her voice, it wasn't convincing to me.
Right.
It was one of those, he's just taking a visit, We can debate whether this team is a team that can win the Super Bowl or not. She just didn't want to say it because she has, you know, that she didn't want to mess up that communication
She's
flow.
She's got besties.
Exactly, between her and the Tennessee Titans.
Keyshawn Johnson didn't have a problem.
Exactly.
With it,
Keyshawn was like, listen, he's going to drum up, you know, interest. Mm-hmm. He got released right before the June 1st. You know, date where you can release and sort of get some relief from your cap situation. The Cardinals chose to release him before that. Now, it might end up, you know, they might have, you know, post-dated it June 1st.
Designated
June 1st, but they just wanted him out of the building so he could then, you know, take his visit. Well, he went a whole week, 2 weeks, with no interest whatsoever. Odell Beckham, who was coming off an ACL, had more interest than D-Hop has. The problem here is OBJ got to the market before D-Hop, and I'm sure he was upset at that. He would have loved to be released a long time ago. Odell got to the one team that he knew, well, it was two, but once the Jets were like, listen, we got who we need. You know, we're not going to pay, you know, $14, $15 million for a receiver that's capable of coming in and help us, but we got guys that can help us. We got that man, Cock, the quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers. We're good now. Luckily for OBJ, Lamar was still dealing with his contract issues.
And the Ravens needed
exactly,
a peace offering.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they say, what do you want? He said, go get OBJ or D-Hop. They wasn't trading for D-Hop.
No.
They got OBJ because he was a free agent. Mm-hmm. That messed D-Hop up. Now he has to essentially wait or drum up this interest, i.e. take a visit to Tennessee.
That is an unanswerable question that I would like to know, is if DeAndre Hopkins was available earlier, would the Ravens have taken the money that they ended up giving to OBJ and given it to Hopkins and said, who did they evaluate as the better target? I wonder. I mean, but the good thing is the Titans don't have to worry about that, because as you said, Derek, that takes him off the market. The Ravens probably are out of the game because they shot their budget on OBJ. So the Titans could benefit. So what do the Titans have to offer? To me, Vrabel, he won't care what the Keyshawn Johnsons, the Diana Russinis, anybody thinks about their chances to contend. But what he can say is, look, we have Derek Henry. We've got a veteran quarterback that, if we give him half a chance, can be effective. We also have what we think are some complementary pieces in the passing game that if you're still who you think you are, you know, you could flourish in this offense, and we've got just enough around you to take a little pressure off you. You could get some good numbers here. And I don't know if you can say we're going to win the Super Bowl, but, hey, you can throw your hat into the ring, and you got a chance to maybe earn a big payday next year. Also, hey, by the way, in Tennessee, your money goes further here than it does in other places. So keep that in mind. I mean, these are things that you can offer DeAndre Hopkins without really going to the ends of the earth saying, hey, you're not leaving here without a contract. We'll go as high as we need to go. We do have a limited budget here, and we'd like to keep this a one-year deal. I'm just thinking out loud here. But, you know, it may not be defined as can you win the Super Bowl, but can you get in a good situation where you could have a pretty good year with this team, and it might be pretty fun. And, you know, if you could bring this team back to the playoffs and you could get into the dance and see what happens, you know, that's worthwhile, especially if the phone isn't ringing off the hook all these other teams. I think you guys hit on it. I think he thought that the minute Memorial Day weekend hit, he'd have five or six suitors out there calling and offering all kinds of things, and that clearly isn't the case.
And to your point, Willie, I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's one kind of trend that I've seen, especially in this time of year in free agency as trades are being made of, well, why would they make that move? Because that doesn't seem like a team that's a Super Bowl contender. Well, since when are the teams that we only deem as Super Bowl contenders in June the only ones allowed to go out and pick up pieces that make their team better? I don't view picking up DeAndre Hopkins as a go-for-it kind of move. I view picking up DeAndre Hopkins as, hey, he's a really solid player who's out there for the taking that you don't have to give up anything to go get. And he's a piece that makes your team better. Keyshawn Johnson mentioned in that clip, he said, yeah, they need more receivers. It can't just be Burks. That should be the end of story, period. The Tennessee Titans need more receivers, and they've got a pretty darn great one that's for the taking in DeAndre Hopkins. That's a move to me that's just, we're trying to make our team better. We're trying to win as many games as we possibly can. It's not about going out and making a statement move to win the Super Bowl. Just make your team better and win as many possible games as you can.
Well, that's, you're speaking from the perspective of the team. We just need players. Right. That want to come here, that want to be here, that is going to help us win ball games. How many ball games is that? We don't know. We hope it's enough to get us into the playoffs. Once we get into the playoffs, then all bets are off. You know, every team, you know, it takes the bounce of a ball going one way or the other for a team to actually, you know, win and advance through the playoffs. So it's not necessarily about the team. It's about D-Hop. You know, what does he – if he wants to go to – if he believes that these are sort of his last years, like the sun is setting on his career, it's dawn now, and he believes he only has 2, maybe 3 years left. In your mind, not necessarily the Titans, because the Titans thinking, but in your mind, if you're looking at this team or you're looking at the teams across the NFL, more importantly across the AFC, which you just, you know, you spent bulk of your career with the Houston Texans in the AFC. If you're looking across the AFC, you do as a player, if indeed – you want to win a championship like you said you have, like you said you want to, and I'm sure he does. You got to look at this conference or this division and say, man, like, is this the team I really want to go to?
Does he have much of an option?
And that's the thing. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
but that's what we got to know.
Yeah. Is he doing it just to drum up more attention? And Vrabel pretty much said it. We'll find out. He didn't say it in those words, but basically, listen, we want who want to be here, and we'll find that out when he gets here. I'm not in the business of recruiting. I did that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going into some 18-year-old kid's mom and dad's living room trying to get them to come to my university.
Yeah.
No. If you want to come here now, this is the professionals. You get paid a lot of money. If you want to come here, it's because you want to, not because I'm recruiting you to come. You're not that type of player. We got to recruit and let me rephrase that. You're not that type of player anymore. He was at one point.
Right.
Now he's on the other side of his career. He's still a hell of a player. But you recruit an Aaron Rodgers. You recruit a Justin Jefferson. You recruit the kid in Cincinnati, the receiver in Cincinnati.
Jamar Chase.
Yeah, Jamar Chase or T. Higgins. Those are the guys that you recruit. Why? Because they have longer in their career. They have six, seven, eight more years left in their career rather than two or three.
Right. And that's where D-Hop is being faced. And D-Mace, you always talk about tough lessons that mm-hmm. you have to learn at some point in your career. And you learn them throughout your entire career. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, maybe when you're working out your first contract, you have to learn a whole lot of tough lessons about your value and your worth, about the business side of things. I'm sure there's also a lesson to be learned at the end of your career as well. Mm-hmm. Something that Odell Beckham Jr. went through. That if your best days are behind you, it's easier for the teams that are recruiting you or looking at you or wanting your services to acknowledge that your best days are behind you than it is for you to acknowledge that your best days are behind you. And your market will indicate that. And I think that that's kind of what DeAndre Hopkins is seeing. That if there are teams that were interested and that there was a lot of competition for DeAndre Hopkins, we'd be seeing that unfold. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we are now, 2 weeks removed from DeAndre Hopkins being cut by the Tennessee Titans, and this is his first visit that he's taking,
Arizona
that tells
Cardinals.
Me are all at, what did I say?
He said Tennessee Titans.
Oh, okay. Arizona Cardinals. And the Tennessee Titans are the first visit that he's taking. Uh-huh. That tells me all I need to know about the market and the interest for DeAndre Hopkins. But how much should that dictate the money? What do we think DeAndre Hopkins' worth is? And what do we think the Titans should put forth for DeAndre Hopkins? Once there's, I'm sure, going to be talking deals and talking dollars and cents this weekend. We'll get into that coming up next. And, of course, your thoughts as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-106 for the game.
The starting point is the Odell Beckham Jr. deal with the Baltimore Ravens. One team in particular told me, we think he's probably a year-to-year player. That's why we don't think we're going to be able to sign him. And it's going to be a situation where it's starting around that $15 million mark. What kind of incentives can you possibly, include in a deal that could help him reach $18, $20 million, which was something that Odell Beckham Jr. was looking for. Can the Titans offer that? Yeah. I mean, they've have to do some shuffling with the cap, but at least in the 2023 window, the availability is there. So
there you go. That was Charles Robinson on Robbie and Rex Road this morning. He says that he thinks that DeAndre Hopkins' camp is looking for something in the ballpark of the Odell Beckham Jr. deal in Baltimore. It was a $15 million contract with incentives up to $18 million. You're the Tennessee Titans. Do you give D-Hop that kind of deal?
Man, I don't know. Again, this is where perception meets reality. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like a splash of cold water to the face. Because then it's like, oh, wow, okay. What I thought and what the reality is totally two different things. Right. Sometimes it sort of matches up. Or sometimes you think, man, you know, maybe I can get a couple million. Then a team comes to you and say, hey, we want to offer you this. So, wow, okay, I didn't know I was going to get that. I
sold.
Take it. Exactly. I'm here. Can you help me find a house?
Let's go Titans.
Exactly. But this is where, you know, D-Hop is going to, and I'm sure he's finding it out, that what he think of himself and what others are thinking of him is two different things. And this is where his representatives, they gotta be honest with them. And D-Hop is still a good player to me. I've told y'all a million times how I feel. I think he's the best pass catcher. He's the best catcher of the football since Larry Fitzgerald, and before that it was Chris Carter. So that's one thing you don't lose the ability to catch the ball. That's what I think about him. Hall of Famer, definitely. I believe he will eventually get in once he retires. But when you get to a certain age, even though he's, 30, going on 31, he'll be 31, I believe, during the season.
I think he just turned 31, yesterday.
Okay, so, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday, D-Hop. So he's 31. I think when you assess the last few years of your career prior to becoming a free agent, you got to seriously look at the product that has been presented to everybody else. You were hurt. You got suspended for PEDs. And then you come back and you end up missing a few games toward the end of the season, this last season. So what you may think of yourself, I'm still this top flight guy. And he has every right to think that, because the young man is great. I mean, his what he's put his resume is a damn good one. But you got to understand that other teams, especially now, you've been released 2 weeks ago, and it's almost been like cricket. And this is where you got to reevaluate it, and your agent needs to sit you down. I'm like, listen, we may just have to play under a 1 year deal to drum up some, you know, to drum up the sort of, you know, the room for us. We gotta make sure that we can put together a full season with some good numbers, so when we hit the market again, there will be more suitors. If we can't do that, then there's not going to be any suitors the next following year. So he may have to take less money, i.e. the Tennessee Titans or anybody else, but take less money to drum up that interest so he then could get that big contract again or a bigger one the next following year. So I see him. If he does sign with anybody, it's going to be a one, probably a two-year deal where it's going to be backloaded. And I wouldn't, honestly, if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't have taken a contract like that, because my contract the last year in Baltimore was backloaded, those two-year deal. But the second year, I was getting way more money than I was the first year. I didn't think about it at the time, whereas I should have just took a deal that was going to more than likely keep me in Baltimore for 2 years rather than one, because of the escalation in the salary.
Would you do 15 plus 3?
That is such an important part of this equation. And Derek, you just mentioned it. Odell Beckham Jr., he's the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And Odell Beckham Jr. did not play a down last year. He had 537 yards 2 years ago. And the year before that, he played only 7 games for Cleveland. So DeAndre Hopkins is sitting there going, hey, I missed some games. Don't get me wrong. But I've been way more productive than that guy.
And he's right.
I deserve more than he's got. And he's absolutely right. He's right.
I would take D-Hop over OBJ any day.
I would too. Yeah. But here's the problem. They gave him a bad contract. The Ravens overpaid, and you hit on probably the reason. It's like, hey, we got to get Lamar off center here. We got to get Lamar back in here. They gave him $15 million. $13.8 million was a signing bonus, and that's the comparison. To me, that's what's screwing up. That may be the number one reason why the phone isn't ringing very much for DeAndre Hopkins, because his agent's going, hey, my guy's way better than Odell Beckham. All you got to do is give me what Odell got, and we're good. And people are saying, I can't do that.
Right.
And so the Ravens have 4 voidable years on the deal. He got so much of the money up front. It's $15 million, but $13.8 was a signing bonus. And so it's not a big cap hit. It's only $3.9 against the cap. So that, to me, is the biggest sticking point, because the Titans may have to say, look, we can have a lot of fun here today on this, quote, recruiting trip, whatever you want to call it. We can take into the receivers room. We can show you film. Here's where you're going to fit. It's going to be great. But when you get down to the money, just know that I can't give you what Odell got. At least that's where I'm sitting there. Now, you guys may differ. I don't give him that deal. That's too much.
It's a lot.
I don't want to be on the hook for dead money for another 2-3 years, if that's what you have to do, if it doesn't work after this year.
And the situation with the Ravens is different. I think you have to keep that into consideration. At least we can. I can see D-Hop saying, OBJ gets 15, I want 15 with incentives up to 18. And that's fine if that's DeAndre Hopkins' asking price. But if that's a non-negotiable price, I don't know if I can get with that, because I will let the market tell me what DeAndre Hopkins is worth. Maybe the Titans view it like, we are so desperate for DeAndre Hopkins and we want him so badly that we are willing to write up that contract and sign it today. I don't know if the Titans are in that situation. I have to believe that they probably are not, which is why they're bringing D-Hop in. They want to see if he wants to be here. They want to see if he's going to be a good fit. And if the Titans ultimately don't sign DeAndre Hopkins, then that tells me they don't think he was a good fit and he was asking for too much money and it just didn't work out. And if the Titans say, you know what, I'm good, no thank you, because it just wasn't a good fit, then I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm DeAndre Hopkins, I'll say, yeah, if I want $15 million, sure, why not? But I think that if the Titans can negotiate with him and look around and see that it is crickets throughout the league, I'm not going to go ahead and bend the knee and say, okay, we'll give you that, because there's nobody else in the league that's competing with me. I'll start at a different, a lower asking price. I would say probably the best deal, a team-friendly and also player-friendly deal, is $10 million. Maybe with incentives up to $12 million.
The key is how do you break that up? Like, are we talking $10 million guaranteed that you could spread out over a couple of years, be creative in how you do it? And this is where I don't know enough about the cap gymnastics that you can do. I mean, knowing that if you stick the way we've got, you're going to get the bulk of what you owe Derrick Henry, Kevin Byard, Ryan Tannehill that you owe against the cap. You're going to take a lot of that off the books after this year. So you might be in a position to spread some of this money out and not kill yourself.
Right.
As long as you're not just, you know, setting yourself up with a bunch of new problems, kind of like Julio Jones, where, okay, if it goes bad, is it going to put you behind the eight ball for the next couple of years when you're really trying to replenish the roster?
Well, I'm going to say this. I don't know, you know, how much, you know, D-Hop is worth. I'm not going to set a value. At least I'm not going to do it because I'm sort of, you know, I'm a little biased when it comes to D-Hop because I've watched his career and, you know, played against a Houston team when he was on that team. So I know what type of player I've seen, you know, in that span prior to the last 2 years. So I'm not going to put a value. I'm going to let the market dictate because, again, I've always said, listen, I can't tell. Whatever you feel you're worth, that's what you're worth until somebody tells you different.
That's
well,
right.
In this case, D-Hop may think he's worth that, but then here's where the Titans are in a good position right now, because D-Hop probably needs to do some image rebuilding here for himself. Because what did we hear come out? Well, he doesn't like to practice. You know, he may be a little bit difficult to deal with. How it all ended in Arizona. How he got traded away, you know, from Houston. They didn't just – listen, you understand, when a new head coach comes in, he's just not going to trade away his marquee person just because. There's some reason, and it typically is more than just money. It's the personal. Mm-hmm. It's – how do you and I, from a personality standpoint, fit? How do you fit with this team moving forward? You were more so of the old regime. I'm doing things a little bit different. And if you're not buying in, and if you're showing that you're not buying in, then I need to get away from you. I need to move you, let you go someplace else. It didn't work out the way D-Hop wanted it to with Arizona. He's sort of in this image rehabilitation, so to speak. This is where the Titans have the advantage, because you can come here, we can help you rehab your image, you're a great teammate, you love to practice, you go out there and work hard, because what? Mike Vrabel's demand that of you. Mm-hmm. And if you can do it here in Tennessee, you could do it anywhere. That's like, if you can do it in New England, you can do it just about anywhere. So you come here, rehab your image, so to speak, and then allow your play this season to dictate what the market will be for you moving forward. I wouldn't do anything longer than a 1 or 2 year deal. More so, it's really a 1 year deal. Got to spread it out a little bit to get some help from the cap.
Yeah, I wouldn't do, if I'm the Titans, I wouldn't do anything longer than a 1 year deal. Mm-hmm. But I look at it like, the Titans don't need to overpay for DeAndre Hopkins unless they are so desperate to do so. Mm-hmm. And overpaying to me is paying so much higher than what any other team in the league is willing to pay. Mm-hmm. Because it's just not smart. I don't think it's very smart. So I would say if I'm the Titans, mm-hmm. you go into this meeting with DeAndre Hopkins, you see where his head's at, you evaluate what he is as a player, as a person on the field, off the field, and then you go from there. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Let's get your thoughts on this coming up next, because I see your calls and your texts lining up, so we're going to get right to those. Tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight at 6.05 p.m. on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by 312 Pizza Company, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure.
We already know what news broke earlier today that, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, the wide receiver, may be taking a visit, man. Like, you got a recruiting pitch for him? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's crazy because, I didn't know until today. And then, I already sent the DM, like, come on with it. You already know what's up. So, the type of player he is, being able to play against him and get ready to play against him, you know, just to watch the film and, you know, okay, DeAndre Hopkins, that's the guy we got to stop. And just everyone having a lot of respect for DeAndre Hopkins. He's been around the game for a long time. And, you know, just his playmaking, his ability, and I'm sure just his leadership and what type of teammate he is, the reason why everybody want him on their team. So, I would love him on our team. You know, hopefully I see him around while he's in town. But, man, it'd be love to have him on our team to help us, and not to rebuild, to help us get some win this year.
That was Jeffrey Simmons on the NFL Network yesterday afternoon. Said he's already been sliding in D-Hop's DMs, doing his own recruiting. That sounds fired up about it. And you know what? If I'm Jeffrey Simmons, if I'm any other player on that team, I said this yesterday, if I'm Jeffrey Simmons, especially Ryan Tannehill, I'm so excited about this news, because I think that the Tennessee Titans owe this to Ryan Tannehill. After not beefing up the offensive line last season, after not giving him pass catchers in the draft this past season, trading away A.J. Brown last year, you said it a couple months ago, D-Mace, that you kind of feel like, almost feels like in a way that they're setting up Ryan Tannehill to fail. And DeAndre Hopkins would be the almost like a message of, here you go, we're giving you pieces. We want to win as many games as possible.
Well, you got to be careful. See, this is where players, and we're all at fault in this, you know, active players, we all, you know, look at a situation or look at an individual and say, if he's been released or whatnot, because we respect the career they've had, you know, and everybody respects D-Hop's career and what he's done. Those that are playing, those that used to play, and those that have never played but just follow the game. They respect what he has done. But the key word is what he has done. As players, we don't think about a lot of times. We're thinking about the name because Jeffrey Simmons, what did he kept saying?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes, but are you talking about the DeAndre Hopkins from the Houston days? And the few years in Arizona when y'all did play him, when he lit y'all up, you know, for two touchdowns. I think he had two touchdowns that first game of the season.
Yeah.
Didn't have I don't know if he had a ton of yards, but he did make plays in that game that just, you know, broke the backs of the Titans. But what you see now as a player, you got to be honest as a leader on your team. Like, yeah, we would like to have him, but, I mean, is he going to make – our team that much better moving forward? We can't just look at the name. We got to then look at the production, not just the last 2 years, but what he could possibly do this year and moving forward. It would be great to have him as a teammate, but not as a teammate because of him being DeAndre Hopkins, but as a teammate that can potentially help us foreseeing the next 2 years. You know, he may not be a 1,300-yard receiver. He may not be 1,100-yard receiver.
I don't think the Titans need him to be a 1,300-yard receiver.
800 yards, 700 yards. Are you then good with that as players? Are you good with 800 yards, maybe 5 touchdowns?
Would you be okay with that?
I think I would be if Traylon is the guy that we believe and I believe that he can be. Then 800 yards is great because now you have someone that you can rely on to catch the football. You don't necessarily have to score, you know, 15 touchdowns, but if you're making key catches on third down, key catches on two-minute drives in the red zone, that's what we need. Traylon's our guy. That's the
Traylon's
guy.
The
He's the number one guy. You are the number two, and you are the veteran guy that we're going to look at crucial times in a game, and we expect you to make the catches. That's how you got to look at DeAndre Hopkins. Now listen, he may be better than that. I don't know. But you can't come in thinking, oh, the D-Hop from 5 or 6 years ago. No, he's a different D-Hop than he was back then.
Yes.
But a D-Hop in 2023 is better than any other option they've got.
Yeah,
That's why it's so important what you're paying him, and that you cannot pay a price for 3 or 4 years if it doesn't work out well. But all these questions that D-Mace is asking are important. Is it making Burks better? Or is it blocking Burks? I mean, that's an important philosophical question. The key should be, how do we make Burks into a great player for the next 5 or 6 years? That's really the bigger goal, because I was just trying to doodle here during the break, guys, the history of 31-year-old wide receivers, and I did come up with this nugget: Derek Mason at age 31, 86 catches for 1,073 yards. Pretty solid, D. Mace.
Damn right.
Only gets better with age, like a fine wine, baby.
But let me say this, okay? We're talking about some really, really top-level receivers that could still get it done at that age. It's not a super long list when you get to it. It's not like it never happens. But, for example, I was also looking at just a couple years ago, 2021. The 31-year-old wide receivers in 2021, I couldn't find 2022 for some reason. Marvin Jones, 73 catches, 832 yards. Adam Thielen, 67 for 726. Randall Cobb, 28 for 375, only 12 games. Tavon Austin, 24 catches, 213 yards. And Marquise Goodwin. Those are the best 31-year-old receivers 2 years ago. So all I'm saying is, once you get to that 31, 32, it gets harder and harder. And the list that I read you from D-Mates, those are some of the best going. Now, DeAndre Hopkins is that type of talent. That's what's enticing about it. But I would say, just don't put yourself on the hook for 3-4 years in the cap, and keep in mind what you want him there for. And if he's worth 2 wins this year, that's something they consider too, right? If that elevates you from 8 or 9 wins to 10 or 11 wins, then hey, that's money well spent if it doesn't kill you long term.
And I think that's the important thing here, is the Titans aren't bringing in DeAndre Hopkins to be the guy. Treylon Burks is their guy. Treylon Burks is the number one. You'd bring him in here just to bolster up this offense, inherently make this offense better, take the pressure off of Treylon Burks, have someone that Treylon Burks can learn from, a veteran that can kind of guide him, that Treylon Burks can kind of watch and observe and learn from. I think that's really the crux of it, that it would be, is a veteran for Treylon Burks to learn from, and just another guy for Ryan Tannehill to throw to, another guy for defenses to pay attention to. And just, I don't even know, I could go on and on and on about the things that DeAndre Hopkins would bring to this offense and would bring to this team.
Yeah, I mean, you can, and listen, he can help this team this year. Now, how much will it ultimately, if he did sign here, how much or what that looks like in terms of win, I don't know. But he does help a team that is, I'm not going to say, because I'm going to give him a clean slate, this whole receiving corps. It's a team that's trying to figure out if they do indeed have a receiving core they can rely on. He does help that if indeed you bring him into that fold. He does bring more, accountability. He does bring more leadership. He does bring more sort of that clutch factor, a guy that you know, dependability. A guy that's going to catch the ball, that's going to be where he needs to be, when he needs to be there.
He's so proven.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of unproven guys in that room. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. The Titans wrapped up mandatory minicamp today, and we may just hear from Kevin Byard in just a few minutes. What do we want to hear? What do we expect to hear from Kevin Byard when he takes the podium at 12:15? We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.